death, sickness, disease, the curse should be under our feet.
I know my God has made the way for me.
God intended for you to live in victory, healed, strong, and free. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and discover how the blessing is the mandate of God.
Let's open our Bibles tonight to the book of Genesis once more, please, to the 26th chapter. One of the reasons, and I think since I began at the Lord's instruction to minister on the subject of the blessing, one of the reasons why it is so important to have words like mandate and God to help us with this is because we have belittled the word blessing until it's almost meaningless and worthless in the hearts, minds, and thinking of Christian people. And that's pitiful. Boil it down to where it's something you say when somebody sneezes. God bless you. God bless one and all. And have absolutely no meaning at all. And then right on the other hand, if somebody were to dare say, I bless you. Who's he think he is? Blessing somebody. Almost totally meaningless. So it takes a new body of words and meanings and amplifications to get through to our thinking the magnitude of this. It means to empower, yes. The first time it was ever used in the Bible, God blessed them. Talking about Adam and his wife. God blessed them. Say, that Hebrew word was to declare. It's exactly the same as light be. Man, be blessed, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion over the earth and subdue it. Powerful, powerful, to a magnitude and a place that is beyond human comprehension. We have to have the anointing and the revelation from God to have any insight into the import and the impact of what he said. All that humankind could ever know, could ever understand, could ever need, could ever desire, could ever to ever be involved in his existence was in those words. If Adam hadn't sinned, that would be the whole Bible, except for the joy reports about the blessing, the mandate. Hallelujah. It's universe-wide. Hallelujah. Now then, here is a place in the Scripture that gives us impact here and gives us insight into how big this thing is with God. Genesis chapter 26. Have you found that place yet? All right. Verse 2. The Lord appeared unto Isaac. Well, now, hey, come on now. There's something really strong here. Amen. For God to appear to a man. This is not a light thing. And it wasn't because the man sneezed. God appeared to him. And said, don't go to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I will show you of. Sojourn in the land. That means you travel through that land like you own it. Now, sojourn is a faith attitude. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you. I will bless you. Do you see it? I will empower you. For unto you and unto your seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. Ooh-wee. I will perform. Now, people all over the world are still trying to get God to perform. I remember, Gloria, thank you, this is nice. Gloria went back there and said, put that podium down there. She got tired of holding my book, I guess. No, I like hers. Hers is a double decker. Hers is wider than mine. It's a double decker. She got so many Bibles, they had to build a bigger one and split it in two where she'd stack them in two rows. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't need to do that because as long as she does that, I can find out from her whatever I need to know. Amen. I've been doing that for a long time. Now, I will perform the oath. I had one fella come to me one time. He said, Copeland, I know God heals. I just can't figure out how to get him to do it. Well, he's just honest about it, where other people were, trying to theologically explain why he didn't and wouldn't and never had much. But he just told the truth. He said, I know he does. I just can't figure out how to get him to do it. Well, it didn't take all that long to tell him how to get him to do it, The fact of the matter was, he's already done it. Amen. Quit trying to get him to do something he's already done and start receiving what he's already done. Amen. Amen. Now, he told Isaac, I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham your father. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I'll give unto your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now then, look with me. Turn back over there to Genesis chapter 1. Let's get the blessing, the mandate of Adam. Adam's calling, God's command on him. Now, verse 26. Well, let's go back over to the very first chapter. Let's read the very first verse. We need to establish something here. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now look at verse 3. God said, let there be light. Now, let's straighten that out a little bit. The Hebrew text just simply said, God said, light be. light was. Now that was not sunshine. Sun wasn't created 4 days later. So what are we talking about here? I want to take a moment here and deal with this, because you can't say this too many times. You know, I mean, we're out there in territory that most of us have absolutely never heard anything about. I mean, religion hadn't got a clue what we're talking about, and never will. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about God and His family. We're talking about reality. Amen. Now, when He said, "Light be," He released a unique form of His glory that, as far as we know anything about, and I believe that, well, let's just leave that with that. He released a unique form of His glory that was the beginning of all matter, natural, material things. Now, spiritual things already existed, but matter is something else again. Now, why did He do that? Why don't you ask Him? He'll tell you. I may get around to it if we get that far in this. I just found out myself just a few days ago, praise the Lord. I sure would like to get in there and play around with it, but I better not do that right now. He released this unique form of flesh, things, matter perceptible to touch and feel and smell and sight. When we get to heaven, in heaven, you wouldn't be able to tell that things there are not matter. They're firm. Tables and walls and houses and beautiful things, and people live there. You can't tell that they don't have a flesh and blood body. But they don't. Are you following me here? Angels have bodies, but they're not made out of matter. They're spirit. Jesus said, "Those things that are flesh, and those things that are spirit." Amen. Now, there are people in heaven that have flesh and bone bodies, but there's not any blood in it. The glory of God is flowing in their veins. There are those that were resurrected right after Jesus was, and they went through the cities, and they witnessed and testified. They went to talk to their kinfolks and that sort of thing. And Jesus Himself said, "Handle me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have, but that's glorified flesh." But it's still flesh. It's still matter. Are you flowing with me here now?
Yes.
Now stay up with me, because this is taking us somewhere. And you don't need to understand it all, but you need a concept of it right now. This unique form of His glory that produced matter. See, if you bring something from heaven here on this earth, you can't see it. And from the Bible, I could tell you why you can't, and explain some of the some of the spiritual and some of the physics involved in it. But right now, that's not where we're going. But you know that already. Angels are here, but you can't see them. Once in a while, by a divine appearance, you can see one of them. But your eye has to be opened up for that to happen. So they're here, and they're just as real as anybody else. And in heaven, they are of substance, but they're not of matter. Now, in heaven or on this earth, as far as that goes, flesh to spirit is not firm. I could have my hand on my angel right now. Well, usually he's right here. But I could have my hand on him right now. I can't feel him. I can't see him. Why? He's real. He is of substance, but not matter. And in this earth, spirit to flesh, flesh to spirit is not firm. Now, when you get to heaven, spirit to spirit is firm. Yeah. I mean, my kinfolks are there. Your kinfolks are there. They don't have their physical bodies. Their physical bodies, that matter, is decaying in a grave somewhere. It didn't go away. It never will go away. No human body will ever, 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 ever go away. It's going to be resurrected. And it will be a material body. It won't have any blood in it, but it'll be a material body. And even the dead will be raised in the second death, and that old ugly, terrible, sin-ridden material body will be reunited with their unborn again spirit, and they're going to have to live with that sorry thing forever. It doesn't go away. Amen. Now, follow me here, because we're just about as far as we're going to deal with this tonight, but I want you to have a working concept of this. After the resurrection, see, Jesus is living. He is spirit, soul, and body. But he is a spirit, he has a soul, and he's living in a body. But his body has been glorified, and a glorified material body is flesh to flesh firm. See, this is flesh to flesh. It's firm. I can feel that. I can see it. She can feel it and see it. But now, if I didn't have my body, I couldn't do that. If I could stand here and see her, but she couldn't see me. See, once you get out of your body, you lose the spiritual limit. And you can see over in the spirit, and you can still see in the natural. But you can't contact it. You could scream your head off, and I couldn't hear a word you say unless I picked it up in my spirit somewhere. See, without a divine intervention or an operation of the Holy Ghost. Now, with Jesus now, he's a flesh and bone body glorified. Now we're going somewhere with that name, that glory. That same unique expression light be is the substance of his body. It's created to live in this environment, in this place. And this place is what we're gunning at here. This is where we're living right now. With the glorified body is spirit to spirit firm, flesh to flesh or material to material firm, and material to spirit firm, and spirit to material firm. The glorified man and woman can live equally well in both places, both in heaven and in earth. That's shouting ground. I'm telling you, that's good stuff. No longer subject to death. no longer subject to the curse, but not mortal, but immortal. That's good amen shouting ground right there. Praise God. Amen. You'd be shouting except you I can almost hear your brain running. Said, Brother Copeland, you gone completely wild. Yes! Come on out here with me, brother. I'm telling you, it is out of this world. Glory. Now, why do we need to be dealing with it? Two reasons. One, you get a good strong handle on this and you'll quit struggling over the anointing. You get a good strong handle over this and you'll quit struggling over healing and ministering healing and miracles. All we're talking about in miracles is just a quick fix. That's easy. I used to say, God's nature is to do miracles. It is not. It never been his nature to do miracles. It ain't never been in his nature to screw it up to start with. A miracle is just simply getting something back online that somebody else messed up. That's what miracles are for. The nature of the word is to keep it in line and not get it out there messed up in the first place. We ought to be living by faith. We ought to be living in divine health. We ought to be living in divine prosperity. I'm telling you, glory to God. Oh, yeah, you have to fight the fight of faith. Yes, you have to fight the works of evil and the devil, but it's not a fight. It's an overcoming fight. It's an occupying fight. We are the occupying force. The devil's already been defeated. Put him under your feet and don't let him up. Say, shut up, you ain't getting out from under. The Bible said, I want you to get this. You need to get a picture of this. I have to do this ever so often for my own mind. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father till his enemies be made his footstool. Now, not a pillar, footstool. He is the head of the body, but the body is the fullness of him. He doesn't have any feet without us. Man, that is weak. His enemy, Satan, death, sickness, disease, the curse, should be under our feet. Hallelujah. And just ride herd on him by faith. Redeemed from the curse. Glory to God. I'm redeemed from the curse. I'm redeemed from sickness and disease. I'm redeemed from back pain. Glory to God. I'm redeemed from degenerative joint disease. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed from the curse. Put him underfoot and keep him there. And every time he makes a noise, put some pressure on him. Don't let him out from under there. The way you let him out from under there is violating the commandment of love. Amen. Oh, we're gonna tear around in here this week. You're gonna get to the point where you are handling the glory, where you are conscious of the fact that Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing in me, my hope, my divine expectancy of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. The blessing of Adam included the blessing, the empowerment to have dominion over everything in the earth.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, an all-new series about living in the blessing.
The new birth is part of the blessing. Healing ministry is part of the blessing. Baptism in the Holy Ghost is part of the blessing. The gifts of the Spirit are part of the blessing. Financial prosperity is part of the blessing.
This important teaching from Kenneth Copeland is about God's empowerment of every believer to create the Garden of Eden in your life, wherever you are.
Living in the Blessing, all new and available on DVD, is a must for every believer. God has blessed you, and this teaching will show you how to live in the faith that releases the blessing.
Wherever you go, you walk in faith, and the blessing will turn that place into a garden of Eden.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. The Lord told my dad, Kenneth Copeland, that 2007 is the year of the open door. Well, you know what? Jesus is that open door. The Bible says He is the way, the truth, and the life for us. And in order to live in the blessing and enjoy life with Him, you've got to first ask Him into your heart. If you've never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, then today is your day, and it's so easy. Don't put it off. Don't make another excuse. Just come as you are to Him. You don't have to clean up first. You just ask Him in, and He'll take care of all the other details. So just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, thank You for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me, to pay the price for my sin. Say, Jesus, come into my heart, take my life, and do something with it, because I give myself to You. In Jesus' name, amen. Isn't that simple? But you know, it's so important at this point for you to learn what just happened to you, for you to begin to understand what God has done for you. It's not just about going to heaven. It's so much more than that. The good life that He has for you is so much bigger than that. So we have a free salvation package. It's 5 books and a brochure that we'd like to send to you. And you know, we'd also like to know that you made this decision. We want to talk to you. We want to know that you are part of the family now. So just contact us. We'd love you, and we're praying for you every day. Today starts Days of Refreshing meeting September the 16th through the 21st right here at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. The speakers are always awesome. It's Kenneth Copeland, Keith Moore, and Billy Brim. I mean, this is a meeting not to be missed. And on top of that, we have special services for your super kids ages 6 through 12. And then on Wednesday evening, 1440 has their services. That's our junior high and high school ministry. But if you can't be here, then join us live on the internet. Just go to emic.org. And you will be glad that you did. Our product this week is Living in the Blessing. If you desire to change your circumstances and begin living in the blessing, then you need to get this teaching. Just order yours today. Let us know you want it. We'll get it right out to you. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you today that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org. Right in the middle of a busy life, stop and take a breath of spiritual fresh air. Pastors George and Terry Pearsons invite you to come to the 2007 Days of Refreshing, September 16th through 21st at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Recharge your spirit and energize your faith as you sit under the life-changing teaching from Kenneth Copeland, Keith Moore, and Billy Brim. The 2007 Days of Refreshing, September 16th through 21st. For more information, go to emic.org.